is it your misfortune and none of my own? Yippee-ki-yi-yo, get along, you little dogies. You know that the prairie will be your new home.
And now for the thrilling adventures of Lightning Jim. The early days of the Great American Plains were hard, thrilling, and often tragic days for the sturdy pioneers of the Western frontier. Bandits and outlaws robbed the settlers, held up stagecoaches, shot down their victims ruthlessly, and escaped to their hideouts in the mountains, plains, and deserts. Assisting the government to establish and maintain law and order were the fearless and courageous United States Marshals and their deputies. These colorful chapters in the history of the Old West come back to us in the adventures of Lightning Jim and his deputy, Whitey Larson. Justice was swift and the punishment severe. Let's turn back the pages of time and join the crowd in the small courtroom in the town of Meadville. Gil Gorman, a local rancher, has been tried for the murder of another local rancher, Bard Branton.
Order. Order in the courtroom. Has the jury reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor. We find the defendant guilty.
No, no, Gil didn't do it. I tell you, Gil didn't kill Bard Branton. Oh, Gil,
Order, order. Quiet or I'll stay in the courtroom.
Gil, I can't do this to you.
Well, now, please, honey, don't take on, sir. I'll be all right.
Stand up, Gil Gorman. Before I pronounce sentence on you, Gil Gorman, have you anything to say?
No more than I said before. I didn't kill Bard.
No, he didn't kill him.
The jury has listened to the evidence and found you guilty. Therefore, it is the duty of this court to order that on the hour of 6 o'clock on the morning of June 10th, you be hung by the neck until dead.
Oh, no, no, he didn't. He didn't.
Lightning, have you on me, Bill, and this is the sheriff's office.
Yep. We haven't been over this way for quite a spell, Whitey.
Sure is so. See, I wonder why Sheriff Stevens wanted us to come over here.
Well, we'll soon find out. Come on.
Sure, Lightning.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Lightning, Jim and Whitey Larson, yes. You're sure a treat for sore eyes.
Ow! Well, what's the matter with your foot, Sheriff?
Oh, see, you got that old bandit stump
right there. Yeah.
Well, I tripped on the steps and sprained my ankle. Dad blamed the lock. Oh, sit down and make yourself comfortable.
Sure, thanks. Well, outside of that foot, you look pretty good, Sheriff.
Well, my foot is the least of my worries right now.
That's so? What's the trouble?
Do you remember old Tad Gorman?
Sure, owned the Bargee Cattle Ranch.
Yeah. Well, you know his son, Gil, married my daughter, Mabel.
Sure, I remember. That was about a year ago, wasn't it?
Right. Well, when Tad died, Gil took over the Bar G Ranch that joins up with the double spread owned by Bar and Lee Branton.
Yeah, the Branton boys raise and sell horses to the government.
Sure. And Gil raises cattle and Branton's horses. Well, seems like there's always been hard feelings between the Gormans and the Brantons. If they wasn't arguing about bounty lines, there was fighting over rights to water holes and such like.
Yes, if I recollect right, the trouble started between old Tad Gorman and Judge Branton, isn't
that
right?
Yeah, and the boys are still at it.
Mm-hmm.
So when Gil married Mabel, the Branton boys started taking it out on me and said they was aiming to elect a new sheriff.
I see.
No, no, wait. You ain't heard the worst. Bob Branton was shot down and Gil was accused of the murder.
By God, is that so?
Has it been tried yet?
Yep, The jury voted guilty, and unless something can be done to prove he's innocent before tomorrow morning, I'll have the job of hanging my own son-in-law.
You've been him.
Well, that's terrible, Sam.
Yeah, it's got me all broke up. I'll admit the evidence is against him, but Gil says he didn't do the shooting. And I believe he's telling the truth, but we can't prove nothing. That's why I sent for you, Lightning. Thought maybe you could get to the bottom of this mess.
Now, take it easy, Sam. We'll do all we can, of course. You say he's due to be hung tomorrow morning?
Yep, at 6:00.
That don't give us much time, does it?
I tried to get hold of you sooner, but they sent back word from Fort Anderson that you was up north.
Yeah, we were, Sam, but let's don't waste any more time now. How did this thing start and what happened?
Well, Lighten, I think you ought to hear the story from Gil. Mabel is back in the cell with him now.
Good. Now, Gil, just so we can get this story straight, suppose you tell me what happened the night Bard was killed.
Yeah, tell it just the way you did in court, Gil.
Yeah.
All right, honey. You see, Marshall, we've been having trouble with Rustler stealing our cattle, and Bard Branton said as how he'd been losing horses. Well, me and Mabel went out that night to look over the cattle that was grazing by the creek that runs between our ranch and the Branton ranch. We noticed that the cattle was acting kind of restless.
Whoa.
Hey, honey.
Huh?
What's making the stocks so nervous now? Look at them.
Maybe it's them rustlers again, Gil.
Well, if it is, I'll be ready for them this time. I ain't used this gun for a long time.
Put that gun away, Gil, and be careful what you do.
Oh, now, don't you be worrying about me, honey. Just wanted to be sure it works, that's all.
Gil, look over there by the creek bank.
Thunderation. It's a bunch of horses.
Yeah, but what are they doing on our side of the creek?
It must be Branton's horses that strayed over. Come on, honey.
Wait, Gil. Somebody's coming.
Whoa.
Why, it's Bard Branton.
Yeah.
Oh, thought you'd get away with stealing my horses, eh, Gorman?
Stealing your horses?
You heard me. Them horses over yonder belong to me.
Of course they belong to you.
And what are they doing over here on your land?
Well, that's just what we want to know. Me and Mabel come out to look at our cattle and find the horses right here. Figure they must have strayed over.
That's the truth, Mr. Branton.
Did any of my horses ever come across that creek on your land before?
No.
Then how do you explain their being here tonight?
I ain't explaining nothing. If they didn't stray across the creek, then somebody drove them over.
Sure, somebody drove them over. And you was the one that did the driving.
Why, you low-down varmint. Call me a horse thief, will you?
Gil, don't shoot him.
Let her go of my arm, Mabel.
No, Gil, wait, please. Shooting won't help none.
Yeah, hold your temper, Gil. Reckon we can talk this thing over quiet like.
There ain't gonna be no more talking. You're trespassing on my land, and I got a right to drive you.
Gil, please put that gun down.
Never mind, honey. I'll handle this. Now, look here, Bard. I'm giving you 5 minutes to drive them horses back across that creek where they belong.
Sure. Reckon we can settle this in court.
Get moving, Bard. And if I ever catch you over here again, I'll let you have it. Good Lord.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's dead. Shot through the head.
This is terrible, Gil. Well, who could have done it?
I don't know. The shot comes from one of them cottonwoods yonder.
Yeah. Well, do you think that he'll shoot again?
I don't know. Say, they'll blame me for this. But I didn't shoot him. You know I didn't shoot him.
Of course you didn't, honey. Oh, Gil, what are we going to do with him?
So we better carry him across the creek and let him find him on his own land.
But his brother Lee or one of his men might see us.
We got to take that chance.
Wait. We're talking crazy. Pa's sheriff around here. He'll know that we're telling the truth.
Yeah, he'll believe us. But will anybody else? Everybody knows there's been fighting going on between the Gormans and Brantons for years.
Well, they got to believe us. You go on and get Pa, and I'll stay here and get back. Go on, Gil. Go on. Hurry up.
All right, honey.
Glad you come.
Never mind, Mabel. He'll get to the bottom of this. Me and Gil stopped off at the Branton Ranch and brought Lee with us.
Oh. Is that where he fell off the horse?
Yeah, Lee. We ain't moved him none.
He was shot through the back of the head. My own brother murdered.
Over yonder is the cottonwoods where the shot come from.
Did you go there to see who it might have been?
Well, no. I figured it wasn't any use to do that. Whoever it was would be sure to make a fast getaway.
Yeah, if there's any tracks, we can find them now.
Thought the best thing to do was get the sheriff and then let you know what happened.
And those are the horses you found over here?
Yeah. I already told you about Bart coming and accusing me of stealing them. We was arguing about that when the shot was fired.
Yeah, that's honest truth, Mr. Branton.
Sheriff, I think you'd ought to take a look at Gil's gun.
What? Well, sure. Hand it over, Gil.
Sure. There you are, Sam. There's one shell been fired.
One shell?
Yeah, I was trying out my gun and I fired one shot.
That's a pretty thin story, Gorman. And I don't think it'll stand up.
Hold on, Lee. Are you trying to say I killed Bard?
I reckon that's for a court and jury to decide.
But Mr. Branton, Gil didn't kill Bard.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Gorman, but my brother is dead, and I'm aiming to see his killer hung.
That's what happened the night Bard was killed.
Did you try to pick up the trail of the killer in the cottonwoods?
Yeah, we did.
Sure, there was tracks, fresh tracks of a horse.
Well, where'd they lead to?
North of Gil's ranch. It's rocky country up in them ravines, and we lost the trail.
I see. Well, what about the trial?
There wasn't much to it. Gil just told his story, and Lee and other folks in town testified about the fighting between Gil and the Brantons, and, well, yeah. You know the verdict.
It ain't fair. Gil's innocent.
I'm sure he is, miss, but thinking it ain't going to change things. We got to find the real killer or uncover some new evidence before tomorrow morning.
Do you think that there's a chance, Marshal?
Sure, there's always a chance.
Yo, if anyone can figure this thing out, that's lightning him, by golly.
Sure, that's why I sent for him.
Then you'll help us, Marshal?
We'll do all we can, but we ain't got no time to lose. Let's go back in the office. There's some questions I want to ask you, Sam.
Sure.
And, Gil...
Yes, Lightning.
Keep your faith and courage, son. Remember, while there's life, there's always hope.
Will Lightning, Jim, and Whitey find the real murderer in time to save Gil Gorman's life? The surprising climax of this thrilling story will come in part two, which follows immediately. And now for part two of Lightning Jim's Race Against Death. Gil Gorman, a local cattle rancher near the town of Meadville, has been tried and convicted for the murder of Bard Branton. Sam Stevens, the local sheriff, sent for his two old friends, Lightning Jim and Whitey Larson, in an effort to save Gil's life. Gil's wife, Mabel, is the sheriff's daughter. Lightning Jim and Whitey arrive in Meadville the day before Gil is scheduled to be hanged. They hear Gil's story and return with Mabel to the Gorman ranch.
Well, Lightning, seems like we was looking for needles in a haystack.
Yeah, Whitey, we ain't got a lot to go on, neither. Not much time to work.
Yo, if we don't do something, they're going to hang Gil Gorman tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and it's 7 now. That's just 11 hours more.
Yo. See, where did Mrs. Gorman go?
Out to look at the cattle in the south pasture. She ought to be back in a minute now. Say, Whitey, while we're waiting, let's see if we can find a clue to work on in Gil's story.
You're Lightning, that's what I've been trying to do.
Oh,
frightening.
What's trouble, Mrs. Gorman?
Our cattle are gone.
Gone?
Yeah. While we was in town, somebody came down to South Pasture and rustled the whole herd.
You mean me?
Did you follow the tracks?
Yeah, they head north towards the ravine.
You mean the same ravine where we followed the trail of the Yeager that killed Bard?
That's right.
Now we're getting somewhere. How many head of cattle was there?
About 200.
Come on, we'll get our horses and pick up that trail pronto.
This ravine is a good place to hide out, with all these rocks and caves around there.
Yeah, but none of these caves is big enough to hide a herd of cattle.
You knew Gil's father, didn't you, Lightning?
Sure, Tad Gorman was an old friend of mine, friend of my father's, and I met him when I was just a lad.
Well, Tad always said that there was a lost canyon up here somewhere.
Yeah, lost canyon?
Yeah, but Gil and I never could find it, and old Tad loved to tell stories, though, and we figured it was a tall yarn.
Look out! Drop down off your horses.
Oh, boy, steady. Ooh!
Yeah, keep behind these boulders.
You can hear me. There was a close.
All right, Mrs. Gorman.
Oh, sure. I'm just a little shaky, that's all.
Wait. You see that big white boulder against the side of the ravine, Whitey?
Hey, yo.
A man on horseback just went back of that boulder.
Hey, yo, that's where the shooting come from.
Mrs. Gorman, you better stay here. Whitey and me is going after that jasper.
But I want to go with you. I'm not afraid.
I know that, but you'll be safer right here.
But if that's the killer, I want to be there when you catch him.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I want you to stay right here. Yeah, take this gun for protection. We'll come back and pick you up. Come on, Whitey.
Yeah, what's your word?
Let's go, Thunder! Well, there's the big white boulder, Whitey.
Oh, but there ain't nobody there.
Old Thunder.
What's the matter, Lightning?
Look, Whitey. There's an open passage behind that boulder.
Oh, well, what do you know about that?
Come on. After him, Thunder.
See where you think the course, Lightning.
I reckon we'll soon find out. Easy now.
Jump in here, Minnie. Look down there, Lightning. The Lost Canyon.
Looks that way. Probably a landslide covered up the entrance, leaving this narrow passageway.
See, there's that Yeager shooting again.
Yeah, but he's too far below to be shooting at us.
Well, then who is he shooting at?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. Come on, Whitey.
That Yeager's hiding in that shack here.
Yeah, keep behind the trees and we'll sneak up on him.
Your Lightning.
Easy now. I'm going to call to him.
Hey, you in there. Come out with your hands in the air. I'm a United States Marshal. You're under arrest. You better come peaceable or we're going to let you have it.
Hold on, Whitey. This may be a trick.
Yo, but I can peek through the window.
Careful, Whitey.
See, Lightning, there's a Yeager in there, leaning on the floor.
Anybody else?
No, I can't see nobody.
All right, here's the door.
Oh, it's all right, Marshal. Come in. I'm done for.
There's his gun on the floor.
Yeah. Who shot you, mister?
He did. The dirty double cross.
Is he dead?
No, he's just fainted. He's hit bad, but maybe we can help him a little.
See, wait, Lightning. Wait, somebody's coming.
Reach for the sky, quick!
Don't shoot, Lightning.
Mr. Scorman, by golly.
Thought I told you to stay back in the ravine.
I'm sorry, Lightning, but I had to come. I followed you through the pass. I just saw our cattle out there. Oh, is he dead?
Not yet. You know who he is?
I can't see his face very well.
Light that candle, Whitey.
You know, ever she's going to do that. There we are.
Now take a good look at him, Mrs. Gorman.
Oh, good heavens.
You know him?
Yes. Yes, but I can't believe it.
Oh,
he's coming through.
Where's the marshal?
I'm right here, mister.
I'm cashing in my chips, Marshal. He got me, but I'll fix him. I'll tell you who killed Bart Branton.
Any word yet, Sam?
Not yet, Gil. But there's still time.
What time is it?
About 5.
Yeah, 1 hour more. Where's Mabel? Why doesn't she come back?
Now, take it easy, Gil. She'll be along directly.
Well, there's nothing they can do now. It's too late.
No, it ain't. Listen, son. I got a feeling somehow that Lightning Jim is gonna come through to save your life.
I'm sure he done it.
Yeah, we're going to see him swing for it.
Well, Sheriff, it's after 6 o'clock now.
Not according to my watch, it ain't.
What time you got?
5:30.
Hey, you fellas, quiet, you fellas.
What is it, Lee?
Any of you chaps got a watch?
Yeah.
What time you got?
6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what mine says, but the sheriff says it's only 5:30. Looks like he's trying to stall, boys.
Oh, yeah. Come on, let's get the hanging over with.
I
don't care what you say. This hanging is going according to my time, and I says it's 5:30.
Sheriff, let's quit the stalling. Put the noose around his neck.
Well, we got to figure some way to stall for time, Gil.
Oh, it's too late for that now, Sam. If Mabel had only come.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Sam. I didn't mean to step on your bed.
Wait, I got an idea.
Hey, you're going to hang him, Sheriff? Or do you want us to do it for you?
Yeah, quiet! Quiet, all of you! I'm the sheriff here, and I'll run this hanging my own way. This ain't a drinking party. Are you men? Or a pack of wolves waiting for the kill. Now you're facing death and howling for blood like redskins at a scalping party. The law says Gil Gorman murdered Bart Branton. And the law says he's got to hang for it. Now when I took office as your sheriff, I swore to uphold law and order. I've always done that. But now the law says I got to hang my own son-in-law. I know that Gil ain't guilty, and I ain't hanging an innocent man.
You're the sheriff, Sam.
You mean I was the sheriff, but not anymore. I'm resigning, here and now. And you ain't hanging Gil till somebody has been legally appointed in my place.
It won't work, Sam. You ain't legally resigned till you make it formal to the court. Are you going to carry out the law, Sam?
No! I ain't hanging him, and you can make me.
Then your deputy can do it for you. Slip it on him, Joe.
No, you can't do this.
Put that gun down, Sam. I've got you covered. You're resisting the law, and we aim to carry it out. Ready, Joe?
Yeah.
When I give you the word, spring the trap.
So long, Sam. Tell Mabel I said goodbye.
Sure. I will. Goodbye, son.
Now stand back, Sam.
No, wait! It's him!
What?
He's come!
Stop! Don't hang that man!
What's the big idea? Who are you anyway?
United States Marshal.
Lightning Jim, thank God you come.
Which one of you is Lee Branton?
This is him right here, Lightning.
Yeah, and I'm aiming to see Gil Gorman hung for murdering my brother. But the sheriff here has lost his nerve. Now you're a marshal. Maybe you can persuade him to carry out the law.
Sure, Branton. I reckon the sheriff will be glad to. But the hanging won't include Gil Gorman. Reach for the sky, Branton.
Hey, you can't do this.
Take his gun, Sheriff.
With pleasure.
There. Keep him covered, Sheriff.
Sure thing.
What is this, anyway? You can't do this.
Just a minute. Quiet, boys. You'll be interested in what I got to say. You see this paper in my hand? It's a written confession that tells who it was that murdered Bard Branton.
Well, who done it, lad?
Bard Branton was shot down by his own brother.
Brother? Well, I had an idea it might have been Lee.
Oh, you're wrong, Sam. It wasn't Lee.
But you just said that Bard was killed by his brother.
That's right. Did you know that Bard and Lee had a younger brother by the name of Chet Branton?
Why, sure. But Chet run away from home about 10 years ago and ain't been around here since.
Wait a minute. Well, Chet came back after escaping from a jail in Texas. He hid out in the Lost Canyon north of the Gorman Ranch. Lee gave him cash, and the two of them did a little private business in rustling cattle and stealing government horses. Lee knew that Chet hated his older brother, Bard, and it was Lee who paid Chet to run the Branton horses on the Gorman Ranch and shoot down Bard from ambush. This gave Lee full control of the Branton Ranch.
But where's Chet now?
He's in a shack up in Lost Canyon. Yesterday, Chet rustled the Gorman cattle, and Lee went up to the canyon and shot him down. We found Chet, and before he died, he wrote out this full confession.
Get Lee! Gotta get Lee and string him up!
Wait a minute. Hold on, boys. Quiet. Sheriff, the prisoner's yours. And see that you carry out the law.
You bet I will. And God bless you, Lightning Jim.
And so ends another thrilling chapter in the lives of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson.